8.4. School buses, including laws on passing while stopped. On average, 14 school-age pedestrians are killed by school buses or vehicles used as school buses each year, and 3 are killed by other vehicles involved in school bus-related crashes. More school-age pedestrians are killed in the afternoon than in the morning, with 32% of the fatalities occurring in crashes between 3 and 4 p.m. Since 1997, 1,541 people have died in school transportation-related crashes, an average of 140 fatalities per year. Most of the people who lost their lives in those crashes, 73%, were occupants of other vehicles involved. Non-occupants, pedestrians, bicyclists, etc., accounted for 20% of the deaths, and school bus occupants accounted for 7%. Since 1997, 152 school-age pedestrians, under 19 years old, have died in school transportation-related crashes. Over two-thirds, 69%, were killed by school buses, 7% by vehicles functioning as school buses, and 24% by other vehicles involved in the crashes. One-half, 50%, of all school-age pedestrians killed in school transportation-related crashes were between the ages of 5 and 7. See footnote number 4. Who must stop for a school bus which has stopped on the roadway to pick up or discharge passengers? The next three diagrams will give an explanation of an event. You must decide who can go and who must stop. The correct answer is given at the end of the questions. An explanation of the law will follow. See footnote number 5. School bus diagram 1. This is a 5-lane highway. 2 lanes are moving in one direction and 2 lanes are moving in the other direction. The center lane is a left turn lane. The school bus is stopped with the red lights flashing and the stop arm extended. Question. Must the red car stop or go? Choose stop or go. Must the brown car stop or go? Must the orange car stop or go? Must the green car stop or go? Must the blue car stop or go? Answer. Answer the questions above to see the correct answer. School bus diagram 2. This is a 4-lane divided highway. 2 lanes are moving in one direction and 2 lanes are moving in the other direction. The median spans 10 feet. The school bus is stopped with the red lights flashing and the stop arm extended. Question. Must the red car stop or go? Choose stop or go. Must the brown car stop or go? Must the green car stop or go? Must the blue car stop or go? Answer. Answer the questions above to see the correct answer. School bus diagram 3. This is a 4-lane divided highway. 2 lanes are moving in one direction and 2 lanes are moving in the other direction. The median spans 4 feet. The school bus is stopped with the red lights flashing and the stop arm extended. Question. Must the red car stop or go? Choose stop or go. Must the brown car stop or go? Must the green car stop or go? Must the blue car stop or go? Answer. Answer the questions above to see the correct answer. Penalties for passing a stopped school bus. 4 points on the offender's driving record. Required mandatory hearing in front of a judge. Fines, $100 for the offense of failing to stop for a school bus, and $200 for the offense of passing a school bus on the side that children enter and exit when the school bus displays a stop signal. Additional civil penalties imposed upon conviction. Completion of basic driver improvement course required. Right on red. A simple maneuver, right on red, if not executed properly, can be expensive in fines paid or cause a serious crash. FSS 322.273B. 1. Proper right-hand lane, Florida Statute 316-151-1A. The approach for a right turn shall be made as close as practicable to the right-hand curb or edge of the roadway. 2. Proper signal when required, Florida Statute 316-155-2. A signal of intention to turn right must be given continuously during not less than the last 100 feet by the vehicle approaching. 3. Come to a complete stop, Florida Statute 316-0753-A. Vehicular traffic facing a steady red signal shall stop before entering the crosswalk or intersection. 4. No sign forbidding turn, Florida Statute 316-0753-A1, except that municipal and county authorities may prohibit as such against a steady red signal. 5. Yield right-of-way, Florida Statute 316-0753-A1, shall yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and other traffic proceeding as directed by the signal. 6. To proper lane, 316-151-1A. A right turn shall be made as close as is practicable to the right-hand curb or edge of roadway.